Now we will go ahead with requesting for the three refuges and the eight precepts. I will lead you into the Thai tradition of doing the salutation to the Buddha, Dhamma and Sangha. Then after that, we will start off with the request, okay? Compose your mind, develop the faith, sadha, virya, then we do it mindfully. Arahang sama sambuto bhagava buddhang bhagavantang abhivademi. Suakato bhagavata dhammo dhammang namasami. Supatipanno bhagavato sakkasangho sanghang namami. Okay. Pass the mic to MB.
Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Mayang mitta, together please. Mayang mitta tisaranena saha atta silani yachama. Dutiyampi mayang mitta tisaranena saha atta silani yachama. Tatiyampi mayang mitta tisaranena saha atta silani yachama.
Okay. We will chant together the refuge. Yeah? Salutation followed by refuge. Next page. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Buddhang saranang gacchami, dhammang saranang gacchami, sanghang saranang gacchami. Dutiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami. Dutiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami. Dutiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami. Tatiyam pi sanghang saranang gacchami. Ti saranena gamanang natitang. Okay, turn to page 4. I will administer the 8 precepts. Those who are taking 5, you stop at 5. Panatipata viramani sikha padang samadhiyami.
Panatipata viramani sikha padang samadhiyami.
Adinadana viramani sikha padang samadhiyami. Abrahmacharya viramani sikha padang samadhiyami.
Abrahmacharya viramani sikha padang samadhiyami.
Musavada viramani sikha padang samadhiyami. Suramiraya majapamadatana viramani sikha padang samadhiyami.
Suramiraya majapamadatana viramani sikha padang samadhiyami.
Vikalabhojana viramani sikha padang samadhiyami. Na ca gita vadita visuka dasana mala ganda velipana darana mandana vibhusanyatana viramani sikha padang samadhiyami.
Na ca gita vadita visuka dasana mala ganda vilepana dharana mandana vibhusanathana viramani sikha padang samadhiyami.
Ucha sayana mahasayana viramani sikha padang samadhiyami. Imani atta sikha padani silena sukantinyanti silena bhokasampadan silena nibuntinyanti tasma silang visode. These are the 8 precepts. Virtue or precept is the source of true happiness. Virtue and precept is the source of true spiritual wealth. Virtue and precept is the source of true peacefulness of mind. Therefore, let virtue or precept be purified. Imani atta sikha padani samadhiyami. 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 Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. The meaning is, I undertake this 8 precept, which you have repeated 3 times. So, precept is very useful. It's a source of peacefulness of mind for you to meditate. Then there is a precept can bring about joy too. When the peacefulness is there, source of joy, then you have this inner joy after you have kept your precept. Where this is meritorious, and this is one of the very important merits within the 10 meritorious action. Ability to keep your precept, not only you receive the 3 types of benefit, source of joy, source of peacefulness, and source of spiritual wealth, but at the same time, you prevent your own karmic nature from falling, means abstain from all evil. And when you do that, your merit is very high because you don't cause any negativity to fellow living beings. So this is why precept has to be kept and purified, and it's based on the right view with regards to the law of karma. Because we are all born of our karma, heir to our karma, conditioned and supported by our karma. We are what we are because of our karma. So we need to be mindful that these precepts are very important. When we keep them, we avoid evil, we take care of karma. Then karma take care of our life. Then we will not reap what we sow through negativity, delusion and heedlessness. We will develop a lot of wholesomeness, because precept is a virtue, a merit. Then you make aspiration later on by the power of all this wholesomeness that you have developed and cultivated, may arise the causes and conditions for you to avoid the foolish and the heedless, meet up with the wise and the enlightened, so that Nibbana can be there. So these are very important conditions. So do not underestimate precept, and it's never worthwhile to break, I tell you. So let this be the Dhamma that you will keep in your mind, okay? Then you can make vow or aspiration that life after life you will keep this precept. Then when you are born in future, this thing will be there, understand? You will understand it because this is your vow, and you determine to develop this cultivation with understanding. Then after that, like you take refuge, this is the only triple gem where the Buddha said you can find the Four Noble Truths, his teaching, the Dhamma. And without the Dhamma, very difficult for living beings to liberate their mind, to understand life, to understand the secret of life. That's why these precepts is very, very fundamental. And all cultivation starts with precepts. Then only samadhi kick in, like the book I wrote, Understanding the Essential Dhamma of Lord Buddha. So these are some pointers that you can take home, and it can deepen your faith. Then you do with understanding. Otherwise, like before, they ask you to chant, you chant. They say take refuge. What that 3 refuge that you take also you don't know. The triple gem, what are they also you're not sure. You only know Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha. What do you take refuge? Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha. Standard answer. But what is Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha? Buddha, there, the statue. That is not the Buddha, understand? That is the form. And the Buddha said, if you pay respect or venerate the form, is because you can recall to mind the great virtue of the Buddha, his perfection, his wisdom, and his what they call samadhi and virtue. So all this will develop deep understanding. Then if you don't know what the Dhamma is, when you cultivate, what happens? You think you enlightened, no? You think you have the Dhamma, but you check with the salutation of the Dhamma, all the things that the Buddha taught you don't have one. So you are still not sure. But when you understand what this Dhamma is, you will have different understanding. Then you cultivate with understanding. You will not be gullible. If my understanding doesn't bring about this type of Dhamma, then it is not what the Buddha talked about. First thing you check is, the Buddha said, Swakato Bhagavata Dhammo. What is it? Well expounded is the Dhamma by the Buddha. Then what is this Dhamma, the Buddha said? sanditiko can be realized in the here and the now before you die. So if you cannot realize it in the here and the now before you die, then that is not the Dhamma. That's why you don't go and believe people say after death they promise you liberation, eternal heaven or something. If you choose to believe, it's up to you. But as Buddhists, we will not, because this is not the Dhamma thought. Dhamma is to be realized, cannot be given, cannot be promised. Then, apart from sanditiko, the Buddha said, this Dhamma is akaliko. What is akaliko? That Dhamma is timeless, beyond thought, beyond mind. So if yours is thought-based, knowledge-based, how can it be timeless? Timeless here means psychological time, means no thought involved. That's why you rely on Nibbana, cessation. Beyond mind, beyond thought, no more mind. That's why in the Heart Sutta, in true emptiness, the unconditioned, everything that mind hold on to don't exist. The five aggregate for noble truth, everything. Then he said, sanditiko, akaliko, ehipaseko, means the Dhamma is ehipaseko. You can investigate into it, because it is the truth. And it stands up to investigation. That's why he invites you to come and investigate. This is the real Dhamma. If it don't stand up to investigation, that is not the Dhamma. Means it accord with nature's law. And you can see it happening. And you will understand, because as you understand, you transform, you become beautiful, you straighten your view, you become such a virtuous and kind living being. You have such understanding, wisdom. You got a lot of kindness, pleasantness, gentleness. Then you are very noble in your understanding of life, in the way you conduct yourself, in the way you act, speak, and arise the thought. Then you are very diligent. You constantly arise a foreign effort to purify your mind. Then you have constant mindfulness leading to samadhi. Then also you have right view to live life. That's why you have right living, right livelihood based on what you have learned through the teaching. Then the last one is, this Dhamma is opanayiko. These are the four very important things the Buddha said. Sanditiko, akaliko, ehipasiko, opanayiko. Opanayiko means leading inward to the heart. And only can be realized by the wise, each for themselves. So this is the last one, the fifth criteria. Pacetang, veditatbo. Vinohiti. If what you realize is not pacetang, then you better make sure you get the right one. You think you enlightened, then you need to check with the textbook, check with the monk, check with your teacher. Habis already, I tell you. Because that is not pacetang. Pacetang means no more doubt. The moment you awaken to it, you realize, beautiful, this is the Dhamma, this is the, and no more doubt one. Because that wise form and mind that awakened will understand one. And it will know one. No need to like check whether according to sutta or not, according to the text or not, according to what my teacher say or not. You have to go to that extent. Chances are it is not the true one. Okay? So this is to give you confidence so that you understand what the real Dhamma is. Then the Sangha, if you think you're enlightened one, to be the noble disciple of the Buddha, very easy. Supatipanno bhagavato savaka sangho, of upright conduct. It's the order of the Buddha's disciple. Do you have that? Are you very upright in the way you conduct yourself? Then after that, the next one is, of good conduct. Then of upright conduct. Then after that, the next one is of wise conduct. Do you have that? Are you wise? Then the last one is, you know your duty, the form and mind's duty. That's why all this will be there. Then you become beautiful. And it's a field of incomparable merits. That's why it's synergy. You can benefit living beings. And living beings can benefit from your understanding, from your pure wish and all those things. That's why the tradition came about. The monks' tradition. They have to pindapa to offer opportunity to lay people to do merits, to cultivate affinity. Then at the same time, they can receive offering and be sustained. So this is very good synergy. So the order of the disciple, enlightened disciple of the Buddha, they definitely will know, to be worthy of offering, I must cultivate, I must liberate my mind. Otherwise, actually you are deceiving the public, understand? If you are not worthy of offering, you dare to go and pindapana. I don't know, for me, I will never do that, understand? You make offering also, I feel very shy. So when you have that shame in you, you will be very sincere, very upright in your conduct. Understand? You are incapable of deceiving people because you will know whether you are worthy or not. If you are not worthy, you will commit a lot of negative karma. That's why nowadays in the world, they say there's a lot of bogus, bogus monk, bogus doctor, bogus lawyer also got. So a lot of unscrupulous people around. So you have to have good karma, wisdom to understand all this. Okay, very good. So we will close the taking of refuge and precept by paying homage to the Triple Gem. Buddhang pujjami, Dhammang pujjami, Sanghang pujjami. Okay, so now we can continue with our sharing. Yes. Yes. Use the mic. Use the mic. Yeah.